Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is good to be with you today. It's Tuesday, and lots of good things going to happen today. I was able to record earlier a great song with my dad for our wake-up call today, and we're celebrating the first Taco Tuesday of 2026 today. You can bet I'm going to be having tacos. I'm going to try to post some photos of my tacos today on the Facebook group. And if you're not ever, if you're on Facebook, we'd love for you to join us there. I'm not asking you to join Facebook to get on our group. Some people just don't want to be on social media. And to that, we say amen. But if you're already on it, you might as well join us. It's a party every day. So much goodness and just wonderful sharing happening there. It's not one of these toxic cesspools full of trolls that so characterized the internet these days. This is life-giving. Anyway, it's January the 6th, guys. I don't even think I said it. In the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And it being January 6th, it is the actual day of the Epiphany of our Lord. And it's so fitting as we're in the midst of a series on Proverbs and the wisdom of God that we celebrate those wise kings who made their way across the earth seeking to find Jesus, the child born King of the Jews. They were following a star. They didn't know God. But God led them to him through that great star, the star of wonder, star of light. We sang that hymn in church Sunday. All right. Well, today's entry is entitled From Quiet Time to All the Time. And our text is all day long, Proverbs chapter 6. We're counting on you to have read the whole text. The whole chapter, and we're focusing on verses 20 through 23. So hear now the word of the Lord. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light. And correction and instruction are the way to life. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's text reminded me of one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It comes from Deuteronomy 6. I'll read it to you now, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Again, the word of the Lord. A life of wisdom comes from remembering, and remembering comes from repetition. There are at least a couple of ways to build remembering into life. We can build private spiritual compartments into our days dedicated to such purposes, or we can find ways to weave remembrance throughout the normal course of everyday life in public. The Word of God seems to instruct people more often in the latter approach. In my own experience, I've tended to err on the former side. I've thought of devotional life as a private, personal, and a primarily spiritual experience, a time of directing my thoughts and emotions toward God. While I don't want to decry this approach, I find the method outlined in today's text and in Deuteronomy 6 to be more beneficial and more fun. Faith is profoundly personal, but it cannot be privatized. The formation of faith requires relationships and community. The people of Israel were instructed not to wear their religion on their sleeves, but to practice their faith in relationships in the context of their everyday, ordinary lives. Today's text instructs us to remember the wise instruction of our parents. The key to biblical remembrance is not to run through something in your mind, but to get it off the scroll, out of your head, and into your everyday walking around life. For instance, wear it around your neck so that it will remind you when you walk, when you sleep, and when you awake. That's pretty much all the time. It's not about a quiet time, but an all the time. Deuteronomy teaches us to impress wisdom, which is the Word of God, on our hearts, and to impress it on our children is something we talk about. Watch this. A, when we sit at home. B, when we walk along the road. C, when we lie down. D, when we get up. Again, not about a quiet time, but an all the time kind of practice. There's more. But wait, there's more. Our hands are always before us. So tie these words as symbols on our hands, or write it and bind it on our foreheads so we will become reminders of this wisdom as we are with others. We're instructed to write them on our gates and our door frame. So in case we missed it when we come through the gate, we'll see it on the door frame of our house, and others who come will see it and be reminded also. Here's what I gain from this. Wisdom fashions an everyday world shaped by the Word of God. Wisdom comes to us through words, and words shape worlds. God created the world with wise and powerful words, and He wills to fashion our lives by those same words. These words cannot be left on the pages of our Bibles. We must find practical, everyday ways of keeping the wisdom of the Word of God ever before us. Above all, we want to remember that the wisdom of God is all for and all about. It's loving the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our strength, and loving each other and everybody else with that same kind of love. If we get everything else and miss that, we missed everything. If we get this and miss out on everything else, we got it all. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, You are the wisdom of heaven on earth, pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You are my wisdom, and I am your witness. I want to know you better today. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Now, our journal prompts today, because I know you're journaling. How are you taking words from the Word of God, the Bible, and posting them in your everyday world? How is the Word of God being woven into your days and hours? How might you grow in this way? And what is one practical step you might take today to enact this? You know, the other day I hopped in the truck with one of the farmers in our church, and I noticed right there on his dashboard, he had taped the index card we pass them out in our church, where he'd written his word for 2026. And I want to keep this before us. I haven't said enough about it. January, we still got a good bit on the clock to work with in January, but I'm asking you to ask God to give you a word from Scripture to highlight, if you will. The Holy Spirit is a highlighter of texts, and to identify for you a verse, two verses, I don't know, whatever it is, and to write that down, to get it out of the book and out in the world, okay? And then to start working with that every day. My word, I'm going to tell you soon, it's we've been praying it most of the days. It's from James chapter 3. Can't quite remember the actual verse number, but it's that wisdom that comes from heaven, right? That verse. I just want you to increasingly craft a world shaped by the Word. And that means it's very practical. It's very tactile. It's very ordinary. It's getting it out of the book and into our world where we see it, where we're constantly being recalled to the greatness and the glory of God, where wisdom enters into us. And of course, wisdom is simply a life lived with skilled love. That's what it is. And it comes from God. All right, well, we're going to have to turn over now to some singing for today. Got my dad with me. It's going to be a treat. Here we go. Okay, everybody, it's Tuesday. And, you know, I didn't say it at the beginning, but you know what that means. What do we do on Tuesdays? We eat tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
It is the first Taco Tuesday of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm going to show y'all something here. I got sense. This beautiful sign, you may have spotted it in the background. It says tacos. This was given to me by some dear friends in Savannah, Georgia, Nancy, Carolyn, and Kyle. They gave me this sign.
They did.
This is tacos. I got to get it plugged in, and we should have it plugged in every Tuesday, like at Krispy Kreme. What they have the hot sign.
Well, did you know them?
I do know them. They're longtime friends, and Nancy Carolyn's mom and dad, Pete and Texas Cates.
Are they from Arkansas?
They're from Georgia.
Oh.
And Pete works for Seedbed now. He has come onto our team and is making great contributions to us. So, yes, there's that. Now, there's something else I wanted to show you all today. But first off, let's tell them what we're going to sing, Dad, so they can be looking up the number.
We're going to sing Wonderful Words of Life.
What's their number?
429.
429.
That's in your Great Redeemer's Praise yes. hymn book.
Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Now, Dad has a large print edition of the Great Redeemer's Praise, but I wanted to share with you guys. I got in the mail some time ago a letter from a dear friend, a pastor friend, Bob Cassidy, and he put in that hymnal. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see this little book I'm showing you. It's a book of psalms and hymns. He wrote me, he says, in appreciation for your great advocacy of the hymns, I'm going to pass on to you a manual of psalmody which incorporates psalms and hymns sung by believers over the centuries. Hope you enjoy it. This is 1844, guys. 1844. I can't even really, I have to be very gentle with this. But here's the thing. I want for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-great-great-grandchildren whom you will not meet on this side to find a hymnal in your personal effects. I want them to find a hymnal where you've circled your favorite hymns and where you've underlined even a little bit.
That's right.
And that it's been inscribed in the beginning of it, who it's to and who it's from. Mm-hmm. So, listen, it's fine to sing the words on the screens at church, but it's just not enough. We need to have the relic, the artifact, the genuine article in our possession like Christians have for 2,000 plus years. Let's not let the circle be unbroken on our shift.
Amen.
Right, Dad?
Amen.
So I put a link every day in there where you can get a hymnal. And, of course, we'd love for your church to get the hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise. So if you're interested in that, just reply to the email. Reply to the email if your church, if you want to figure out how to get it in your church, I want to help you with that. I'm on a mission to let these hymns not be lost on our shift.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Let's sing. You ready?
Okay.
Wonderful Words of Life. 429. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Last verse.
Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen.
It's good to sing that song.
Boy, that was a good one, too.
Well, that's the Word of God. The Word of God are wonderful words of life. And on the Wake Up Call, guys, we're reading it together every single day. I just want to encourage you to invite others to join us. It's not too late to jump into Proverbs. It's just January 6th, and tomorrow's the 7th. We're barely into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell you that God is moving in this with us. I hear from you guys every day. people, so many of you are like, bring your dad back. We like more of him, less of you.
Oh, no.
They don't say that. They do say they want more of him. But you know what we all want? More of Jesus.
Amen.
More of Jesus in 2026. And you know what Jesus wants?
More of us. He wants more of us.
He wants more of us. Okay, guys, so let's don't leave anything back. Let's don't hold back at all. This could be the best year of our life. Maybe the hardest year, but it could be the best year still.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be a little bit easier than last year. All right, it's time to hit the fields today. Get your seeds. I got mine. We'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.